Hello, people. This is reality TV drama. This is Mrs. Gossip. I'm sorry. I'm hopping on today because I just want to talk about the movies that we watch and why we judge certain races in certain movies or certain races. I guess because of the movies that we watch and the perception that we get from watching the movies. Okay, like for instance, when we see the killer. And we're trying to escape from the killer, and then you trip and fall constantly, or you want to go check it out, or you want to see what's going on. Usually the race is Caucasian. And that is from what the movie is portraying. I really don't know if in real life, if that's how it would be, but that is what the movie is portraying. But I say all that to say, is that I'm up here now watching this movie, right, that I want to share with you guys the soundbite from a movie that I'm watching, and it's called Silent House. And I could not believe what I was seeing in this episode that I said to myself, okay, typical from, you know, how they say how things are in the Caucasian world. So listen to this soundbite. Okay, this scene from Silent House is a woman just now escaping this torture house. She escaped and she's outside and she is running free, and she bumps into this car. Here you go. This is her escape. She's running from the house, frantic-y. So she's running through the woods right now. She's hiding behind a tree. She falls, of course. She's crawling on the ground. She's running again. Running. She's headed towards the main road. Just listen, you guys gotta hear this. Just listen. She just made it to the road. Just listen, here it comes. A car pulls up.
Sarah, what are you doing out here? Why aren't you back at the house?
Hey, Sarah, tell me what's going on.
What's going on, Daddy?
You have blood all over you. What is going on, Sarah? Sarah, who hurt your dad? Somebody was back at the house? Who?
It was just a girl.
Girl? I don't see any girl, Sarah. You gotta tell me what's going on so I can help you. What is going on? Where is your dad?
He's in the room on the floor.
Is he back at the house? Okay.
Hey, where are you going?
To get your dad.
Are you fucking kidding me? Uncle Peter, we need to go get help.
But your dad is hurt. We need to help him right now. We don't have any time to go back into town, Sarah. Tell me how many people you saw back at the house. Give me an idea. 1, 2, 3. Tell me what I'm dealing with here.
There was one man.
Yeah, they're back going the back house. To the killer.
And then there was just a girl by the road.
Jesus, goddamn squatters.
Please, stop.
It's okay, Sarah. I'm not going to let anyone hurt you.
I don't want to be here.
Sarah, come on, calm down. We'll tie this
this up first. I got something here. Sorry. I know that hurts. All right, just put pressure
she
on
that. She has a wound that he's covering for her.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna get your dad. Stay in the car.
I would have been gone.
You can't leave me alone
right
here.
Back. Just stay in the car, no. Sarah. Stay in the car and lock the doors. Lock
Yep, the killer's gonna get him any second. So after hearing that, right, I said all of that just to say the movies portray Caucasian people to be pretty stupid to want to run back towards the killer, you know, quick to go see what's going on and quick to want to check it out. So I just think that's just kind of funny. And we're quick to want to be an African-American. We are quick to want to bounce and look for safety and go the opposite direction. I don't know. But I just wanted to hop on and let you guys listen to the audio. There's more to the movie. You can check it out yourself. But of course, he's going to get killed by the killer. And right now, the lady who's left behind is going through this whole thing in the vehicle. So you got to check it out. All right. Thank you. Peace.